The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
We're joined now by Aisling Maloney, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. So can you explain to us, please, what's in Roderick O'Gorman's plan to spend €5 billion on 10,000 asylum seeker beds?
Yes, Matt. So actually, the substance of this plan, I suppose, was revealed to the public last week. But we're learning today in this morning's Irish Times, a story by Jack Horgan-Jones, that the minister last week briefed fellow cabinet ministers that 10,000 state-owned beds would cost €5 billion to the state over the next 20 years. So what's this all about? I suppose this is how we house international protection applicants or asylum seekers when they come to this state. We have an international obligation to accept them, to process their claim for asylum, assess if it's legitimate, and then give them leave to remain in the state. And then during that time, while we're assessing that application, we have to house them. So in the past couple of years, we've seen a huge increase in the number of asylum seekers arriving on our shores. Last year, it was 13,000 versus just about 3,000 in 2019 before the pandemic. So you can see there huge pressure on the accommodation in state. So Roderick O'Gorman said, look, we need to increase the number of state-owned beds here because they rely heavily on the private sector to house asylum seekers. Currently, there's about 1,000 beds in the system that are state-owned. And this is in a system where we're accommodating 28,000 people. So you've got 27,000 beds, which are private operators, are contracted to the state, which comes at a premium. So the minister is looking to increase our state-owned beds from 1,000 to 14,000. And he said, briefing to ministers last week, said that 10,000 state-owned beds over 20 years would cost €5 billion. Now, obviously, his plan is to increase it to 14,000. So it's going to cost even more than €5 billion over the next 20 years.
Yeah, but sorry, over 20 years, that's giving themselves an awful long time to deal with a crisis that's immediate.
Well, I suppose that's the cost of it over the 20 years, because it's obviously going to cost something every year. But they're actually hoping to increase our provision of asylum beds for asylum seekers from the 28,000 we have now to 35,000 in the next year or 18 months, we understand from integration sources. So they are looking to beef up our response here. But I suppose what happened last week was Minister Roderick O'Gorman was just saying, hey, look, we need to actually own these beds ourselves rather than relying on the private sector. So in reality, what it does to the bottleneck that we're seeing at the moment with 1,500 male asylum seekers sleeping rough or forced to sleep rough if they don't have another place to find accommodation because the state can't offer them accommodation, isn't exactly combated by this plan put forward, because it's more about really, you know, a long-term, a future thing in 4 or 5 years' time when it all comes to fruition, rather than actually being able to deal with the capacity issues we have right now. There are some things in the plan around converting office space, vacant office space, which can be done quite quickly, that might alleviate some of the issues that around these asylum seekers that are currently not accommodated. They're forced to sleep rough in many cases. We see tents accumulating in Dublin city centre with these people left in those situations.
But if they're talking about converting our commercial units, such as empty office blocks, that implies that they come from the private sector. Isn't there plenty of buildings and land owned by the state or by semi-state agencies that could easily be applied quickly rather than having to go out and purchase from the private sector?
Absolutely, and this is one of the main criticisms, Matt, around the government's response here, is that there are vacant government state-owned buildings and, as you said, land there that can be acted on quickly, and there is dissatisfaction, I suppose, with the level of response in that regard. Like, as we had this whole thing around modular homes being rapidly built, 700 modular homes for Ukrainians on state-owned land, and then all of a sudden that didn't really look like it was going to be as rapid as we thought, and some of those are still being completed 2 years later. And also, I suppose, you know, there's many criticisms around, you know, as I said there, that there's asylum seekers having to sleep rough in tents outside the International Protection Office on Mount Street, and literally like 200-300 metres down the road, maybe a little more, there's Bagot Street Hospital, which is in Bagot Street in a prime location in the city centre, and it's a vacant building owned by the state, which they could have brought into use, and so much criticism around that not being acted upon. But I think in this plan as well, Matt, to be fair to the government, they are talking about doing some of that. So they are looking at some of those vacant properties properties now, vacant state-owned buildings and vacant land, and some of those 14,000 beds will come from that. It's not all going to be these hotel contracts going from being a contract, a private contract with the government, to being government-owned. That won't really, that won't happen in many cases. Some people who provide these hotels on private short-term contracts, or, you know, they're constantly contracted by the government, they want to provide that service. They don't necessarily want to be bought out by the government. So it'll be kind of a myriad of things they're looking at here, but it's kind of going at breakneck speed in the next 4 years to achieve 14,000 state-owned beds when you only have 1,000 or just over that now.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens. Aisling Maloney, political correspondent of the Irish Daily Mail, thank you for filling us in.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.